Thank you for coming. I'm Jiro Kojima, charge for SBI Holdings. And I'd like to introduce SBI Holdings and Mr. Kitao, SBI Holdings president.
In the interest of time, and also he is going to cover a lot of ground, so we'd like to go into the presentation without further ado. So President Kitao, please take the floor.
Thank you so very much for your introduction. I am Kitao of SBI Holdings. Today, I'd like to talk about SBI Holdings' history since its founding and strategies for further growth. So this is a presentation prepared for people who don't know much about SBI Holdings company. First of all, about our history is since its founding, about 13 or 14 years ago when I first tried to incept this company, or found this company, I pondered over what kind of a company I wanted to create, and the most important thing was to develop corporate missions. So I decided to develop these five corporate missions, and the second one, be financial innovators. That showed our resolve to become financial innovators. I was at Nomura Securities for 21 years. Therefore, based on my past experience with Nomura, and after I entered SoftBank, the knowledge and experience I gained in relation to the internet at SoftBank, I wanted to merge these two together, to fuse them together. And we also wanted to be new industry creators. New industry creators. That means that we will be creating core industries for the 21st century, and we'll also cultivate such core industries for the 21st century. So these were three out of the five corporate missions that I devised. So what happened after we began operating the company? We started in 1999, and back then, the accounting, finance, and the management planning department of SoftBank, there were only 55 people, and these 55 started the company with me, and I received 50 million yen as startup capital from So-san, Mr. So, and as of the end of December 2012, our group customer base had increased to 14.708 million, and the employee number has increased from 55 to 4,756, and our operating revenue on a consolidated basis went from zero to 177.4 billion yen in 2012, at the peak 222 billion, and number of consolidated companies 136, and a group publicly owned companies, 7. At the peak, we had 11. And capital, we began with 50 million. Now it's 81.7 billion. And our net assets is 359.4 billion. So over the past 13 to 14 years, I think it's one of the companies that grew most within the past decade or so in Japan. In particular, the 14.7 million customer base, that's my pride and joy. So, for what reasons or what were the factors which drove our growth? Now, when I look back, now that I think about it, I think there are three. One is that we were tracking the major trends. We were able to ride the big waves. Also, we formed a business ecosystem and established a structural differentiation, which I'll talk about later. And we also adhered to customer-centric principle. And these three, I think, were the drivers why we were able to achieve such phenomenal growth. So first is to ride the big waves. When I first began this business, there was the so-called internet revolution. It was about to happen. We were at the brink of an internet revolution. And in Japan, there was a financial big bank after 20 years of the big bank in the U.S., During the administration led by Ryutaro Hashimoto, then Prime Minister, there was financial deregulation. So I thought that we could utilize the explosive, price-destructive power of the internet to create the internet finance market. And then after that, there were two other big waves, that is the shift in Japan's industrial structure, as well as transition to a post-industrial society, and the rise of the emerging nations, and the arrival of the Asian century. These were the two big waves. And how to capture these two big waves and ride on these two big waves? I think that was one of the focal points of my business management. So about the capturing the growth of the internet finance, when you look at net securities from October of 1999 to the end of September 2012, the so-called online security companies' number of accounts at a CAGR increased by 36.6% compounded annual growth rate and reached 17.79 million at the end of September 2012, of which, as of the end of December, SBI Securities had 2.47 million, which is a 13.9% share. So, as an online securities company, we had overwhelming customer base and share. Now, I think that going forward, the world of the internet will evolve both in terms of scale and scope and depth. Why? Because when you look at the customer segments by channel of SBI Securities, our net online customers tend to be less than 30 years of age or 30s and 40s. They account for the overwhelming percentage of our net customers. On the other hand, the face-to-face transactions at SBI Money Plaza, Nomura, Daiwa Securities, they operate mainly on a face-to-face basis, so the ratio would be the same. But 41.7% of that customer base is over 70, and 26.1% is in their 60s. So these people, after 10 or 20 years, would they be doing business with the real brick-and-mortar securities companies? No, I don't think so. So that's what I mean when I say you have to ride the waves, track the major trends. This is what happens when you really track the waves. So in terms of the number of accounts, although the online securities company started at about the same timing, when you compare SBI and others in terms of accounts and also deposit assets, there's a big gap between SBI and the others. So what's the reason, the cause of this gap? One is, of course, management power. I guess that's all it boils down to, is management capabilities. But let me tell you, I think we owe that reason to our organization, I believe. It's our organizational power. As for the bank, this is the number of accounts of the six pure-play internet banks, and this is also from the end of March 2001 to the end of December 2012, and it grew at a CAGR of 52.1%. And as of the end of September of 2012, it reached 10 million and also it reached more than 11 million by the end of December 2012. And SBI Sumishin Net Bank accounts for 13.8% share of that total number. So in banks, like with securities, with the passage of times, we probably would see an increase in the number of people or proportion of people who use online banking. And when you look at our customer base, less than 20 years of age, 30s, people in their 40s, they account for three-quarters of our total customer base for SBI Sumishin Net Bank. And the deposit per customer, if you take their 20s at one, then the people in their 40s have more than three times, and people in their 50s more than four times, and people in their 60s or 70s have more than five times. So the older you are, the richer you tend to be. Of course, that's taken for granted. But these people, well, when the people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s get older, of course, their income will increase and they will inherit a lot of money from inheritance from their parents, which means their financial assets will grow. So would these people then leave the online banks and go elsewhere? I don't think so. Therefore, I believe that going forward, more and more people will come to use online banks in future, in the future era. So against this backdrop, of course, we were a latecomer, but we showed overwhelming growth. We have more than 2.6 trillion yen in deposits balance. Because the average deposit balance of mid-sized banks is 1.4 trillion yen, so when you go to Yokohama and Chiba above Tokyo, if you put all of these together, we used to be 38th to 39th. Oh, sorry, we are currently 38th to 39th. As I said, It was in September 2007 that we founded this bank, and before that, Rakuten in 2007, Japanet October 2000, and Sony in June of 2001. They were founded much before us, but we are overwhelming top in terms of number of accounts and the number of loans as well as deposits. So how about insurance? Non-life insurance, there are only eight so-called direct non-life insurance businesses, and they account, and this shows the direct premium written of these companies, they only account for 6% of the DPW. So I think that direct non-life insurance will continue to grow going forward. There's a lot of room for growth. So the so-called agency-based business that takes the remaining 94%, their share will be eroded over time. Over 11 years, we have grown by five times. The CAGR is 16.6%. So direct non-life insurance, our growth is yet to come. When you look at auto insurance of SBI Insurance, and this is from the end of December 2009 to end of the December 2012, and the CAGR is 91.5%. And as of the end of December 2012, and then in terms of the numbers of policies in force, we grew by 45.6% to 505,000. So SBI Insurance is growing very, very rapidly. And when you compare the automotive premium income amongst the direct non-life insurance, we've been increasing our ranking year by year. Now we are fifth from the top. This is, of course, exchange rate, the SBI liquidity market trading volume. Our liquidity market, which is an over-the-counter market which you operate, and SBI Securities, as well as SBI Sumishin Net Bank and SBI FX Trade, there are only three companies which are trading on the liquidity market, SBI liquidity market. And Click 365, they have 23 companies. This is run by an exchange. And when you place the trading volume of Click 365, in November of 2011, we've already overtaken Click 365. We are now more than fivefold their size. So our share in the over-the-counter market is also increasing very rapidly. The other day, Yahoo acquired CyberAgent, and C, which is ranked 4, is CyberAgent, by the way. Our total group, the SBI Securities, SBI FX Trade, as well as the SBI Sumishin Net Bank, these three companies together are ranked 3rd, and we are increasing our ranking year by year. At the beginning, we started with people who have accounts in the bank for securities transactions. But now we will have more and more customers who don't have accounts create new accounts. And so we decided to set up an SBI FX Trade company, which is growing. And they're about to overtake SBI Securities.
And of the FX over-the-counter FX Trade companies, out of 51, we have ranked number 27, number 19, number 15, and number 11, and then number 8 in January. So we have leaped forward in the ranking. And the second strategy, concentrated investments into growth industries of the 21st century in the post-industrial society. The new industries in the 21st century is IT, biotechnology, and energy. Those are the three that I see as growth industries. Maybe environmental industry is another one, but this is what I kept saying. And back in 1995, in Japan, internet companies were just about to be launched. And in 1995, in the US, until 2000, there was internet bubble period. And I initially thought that I would invest in the US. Maybe once a month for about a week, I was looking for the target investment companies all day long. And just before internet bubble bursted, I sold all of these companies and I made a lot of money. And then I looked at Japan next. So Japanese internet industry was about 5 years behind the U.S. So we were just trying to create an internet industry, and 500 billion yen was gathered and then made investments in internet industries in a concentrated manner. There was no such thing as internet industry. So we were the ones that had to create that industry in Japan. Internet financial service companies were created. And so far, SBI Investment invested in 675 and 18.5% as exit rate. This is success rate through IPO or M&A, and it's quite high. And in the internet world, 2,902 billion yen, or 452 companies, were the ones that we invested in. And we also created internet companies by ourselves, and also invested in many companies and made contribution. And likewise, in biotechnology field, we created our company, SBI Biotech, or SBI Alaplomo, or SBI Pharmaceutical. And then we invested 25.7 billion yen in 58 companies. And also new energy, alternative energy, we invested 14.5 billion yen in 28 companies. So in those new industries, as a new industry creator, we are making investments. And third is accelerating overseas development, focusing on dramatic Asian growth, or riding on the times of Asia. So the Asian century, nobody denies that there is Asian century. In terms of population alone, China, India, and other Asian countries together represent about 50% of the total world's population. And if you look at nominal GDP, in 2015, NAFTA and EU will be overtaken by the Asian industry, Asian region, which will become the largest economic region in the world. And we have to also ride on this trend. And we have tried to establish global investment structure. In 2005, Temasek, together with Temasek of Singapore, we invested in New Horizon Capital as a 50-50 joint venture. And then in accelerated manner since then, in China, we have created various joint ventures, and also in other countries, we have established partnerships, and on a 50-50 basis, in most of the cases, private equity funds were launched, one after another. And it was not just in Asia, but in the U.S., we invested in energy-related industry, and we created joint venture together with Jefferies, $75 million U.S., each was invested. And also FMO, the Netherlands Development Bank, to make investments in financial institutions in Asia, or Abu Dhabi Investment ADIC in Middle East, Africa, or Turkey. In those countries, there is a fund that was established together with this ADIC. So we have almost completed this network. And on the other hand, in the financial in services industry, we have to also catch up with the trend in Asia. So we're making investments in securities, banks, and insurance. And that's what we have done as our business activities. And as for the listed companies in Japan, as listed companies of Japan, we were the first to get listed in Hong Kong Stock Exchange as a dual listing company. So in order to make our business more transparent, through the listing on Hong Kong Stock Exchange, we made commitment, or through IFRS, our accounting will be carried out through in compliance with IFRS. There are only 8 companies in Japan that adopted IFRS, but on the IFRS basis, we are making earnings reports. And in our group, the second factor for this fast growth in a short period of time is the formation of the business ecosystem and establishment of structural differentiation. When I tried to create this group, I was reading many books, And I happened to encounter a complex science or system. That was a buzzword back then. And it just occurred to me that those two complexity propositions, in other words, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, the whole has new qualities that an individual part cannot see. If those positions are true, then rather than creating one single company, for example, brokerage firm, but rather we should create group companies that have internet, for example, as a key, then we could have a better synergistic effect and achieve a greater potential. That's what I thought back then. And this is what we call business ecosystem. And in that form, we have made it a reality. And that structure was established when none of the companies were in the black. People were asking, Mr. Kitao, what are you going to do with 40-something companies which were all in the red? But it more than we had expected, in a sense. Each of the companies has enjoyed synergistic effect. For instance, between the bank and the securities company, there was a strong synergy that we saw. The Sony Bank or Japanet Bank were overtaken by our bank. Why was that? And because we had securities company, there was a synergistic effect, and that was the reason. And there was an overwhelming customer base of the securities, and that has promoted the increase the deposit and account number of the bank. And if the stock markets increase, then 1,000 or 2,000 new customers are coming in to the securities companies. And once they open the account, then they also at the same time open the account in our bank. So hybrid deposit, which has both accounts, has increased by 126 billion or three times in the deposit balance in 3 months. And also between the liquidity market and securities company, there was a synergistic effect. We started when in March 2009 year, and the liquidity market was only SBI customers. And operating profits were assumed to be 400 million yen, but actually it achieved 140 million yen in fiscal year 2008. And also from the liquidity market, the contribution to operating profit was 1.83 billion yen from to the SBI securities. And so this is the operating profit that we were able to achieve. And also, if you have accounts, you only had accounts, rather, in securities company or liquidity or the bank, but we tried to make it possible for everyone to open accounts with us. And we created SBI FX Trade, targeted for customers with small-size frequent transactions. And this company is growing quite fast. From the inception, for 3 quarters, in the 3rd quarter, operational profitability was achieved. And in the non-life insurance, there was InsWeb, which is the providing cost estimates and documents quickly upon request from neutral perspective for non-life insurance. And there was a synergy between this and the non-life SBI insurance. And the InsWeb website accounts for 43% of the new contracts via comparison websites in SBI insurance. And also, many of our group companies have become agencies for non-life insurance, and SBI Group accounts for 30% of the new policies via the agency for SBI insurance. So each of the companies within the SBI Group gives synergistic effect to each other, and so the business ecosystem has become a success in this example. And during 1960s, there were many conglomerates in the U.S., but during 1980s, they turned out to be all failures. And then after that, there has been demonstrative projects in Harvard Business Review and other journals. published, but in order for synergy to be effective, you have to be in the same industry. Even if you buy many companies from various industries, and that conglomerate were failure during the 1960s because there was no synergistic effect. But in our group, we see synergistic effect, and that's why we are faster in growth, and also we became number one in a shorter period of time. And customer-centric principle has been the main principle that we have based our business activities on from inception. If you look at the various customer satisfaction, we are always number one. SBI Net Bank is also number one. So is SBI Securities and also auto insurance. For 4 years in a row, we are number one in Oricon customer satisfaction ranking, in Diamond Weekly and Rakuten Insurance. So in terms of customer satisfaction, we are trying our best and be thorough. And this is based on Hegel's philosophy. Hegel's philosophy says that it's like the accumulation of quantity will define quality, as Mao Zedong said. So you decrease the fees as much as possible and increase the quantity and maximize the quantity, and then the system will need more servers and adaptive system to respond to many customers. And also, in terms of compliance, you have to improve the system. And since there are many customers, you have to improve your services and diversify services. So the improvement in quantity will help improve quality. So once the quality is improved, then quality will improve. So with this principle, in a accelerated manner, we can grow. That is the Hegel's philosophy, and I have learned from that. And in other words, we try to improve customer satisfaction at the highest level possible and to increase the number of customers, and then help improve the quality, and then that would lead to the increase in quantity. And that should make sure that business would grow.
Now then, after the Lehman shock, until September of last year, the global economy was still in disarray. However, gradually, things are, well, we're beginning to see signs from back then that there would be some transitions or changes. So from the Lehman shock, within this market disruption, what we have been doing all along is to prepare for the next improvement in the environment so as to make sure that we can make a profit when this mood changes, that we must select and focus and concentrate. And I call this the Brilliant Cut Initiative. And what this means is, diamonds shine most brilliantly when they are cut into 58 different facets. And then all of the light will be gathered together and make the diamond shine. So rather than going after scale, we decided to choose 58 vital entities and then polish them into diamonds and to shift to an organization that has 58 facets that shine brilliantly. We call this a Brilliant Cut Initiative. In first phase was July of 2010. We set the maximum target at generating an operating profit, and companies that can't achieve this will be liquidated or sold. The second phase was from April 2011. That is not only operating profit, but to look at balance sheet and cash flow in order to study the profitability. Third phase from March 2012, in addition to profitability, to study the level of synergy with the three major core businesses and to concentrate resources into those business areas where only strong synergy can be expected, and other subsidiaries which have high profitability contributions but less synergy with the three major businesses will be IPO'd on exchanges within and without Japan. And the result was that we used to have 29 profit-making companies. Now that has increased to 37. Six of them have been sold. And we used to have 13 deficit-making companies. Now that's been reduced to 7 non-profitable companies. That's a comparison between March of 2010 to the third quarter of 2013. So that's how I've been promoting the Brilliant Cut initiative. We have sold off what had to be sold off. SBI Bellytrans, we sold off because there were two other companies that had... Oh, sorry, we had two companies that were doing the same business. We sold one. Wall Street Journal Japan, we sold our stake to Dow Jones because even if we held on to their share, it would not contribute to our business. Actually, their contribution may be negative in terms of profitability. Also, we sold off SBI Capital Solutions, Morningstar, made SBI Sarchina and SBI Asset Management subsidiaries, SBI Biotech also acquired a company called Quark and made it a full subsidiary, etc. So we promoted our principle of selection and concentration. SBI Mortgage, we have 66.4% and 5% equity share, and we listed this on the KRX KOSPI market. It's the first time that subsidiary has been IPO'd. And SBI Access, we also listed this on the KOSDAQ market. So we used overseas exchanges to IPO or list our subsidiaries. Also, we thoroughly cut expenses with the group entirely. So SGA controllable costs was in March of 2008, 56.4 billion. That's been reduced by 2012 to 53.2 billion, a reduction of 3.2 billion. We've also been able to reduce SNG the head office costs by 1.1 billion yen by the third quarter of 2013. Now we want to turn to aggressive, and we want to be able to offer more advantageous commissions to our customers to reduce commissions, for example, in securities. We reduce the interest rates on margin trading and commissions also on margin trading. Why did we reduce commissions for margin trading? That's because there was a deregulation in Japan. That is, there was a major deregulation in terms of margin trading. And once you pay a margin, then through trading, when you gain extra margin, then in the same day, you can trade as much as you like that margin that you receive on securities transactions. And with this deregulation, we also reduced our margin trading interest rates as well as commissions. As a result, we are increasing the daily margin trading volume day by day. As for banks, banks can gather funds. That's easy. But what's important is how they manage those assets. So auto loans from Gulliver, we acquired their credit company and named it SBI Credit. And we made full use of SBI Credit, increased our automotive loans, or SBI Auto Support is another joint venture that we formed with an automobile auction site to increase automobile loans. We're also increasing mortgage loans, but housing loans are long-term loans. So you have to balance the long-term with the short-term, which means that if you increase mortgage loans too much, you tend to shift toward long-term assets. So, of course, we decided to ask the Mitsui Sumitomo Trust Bank to give us customers so that they can extend housing loans, and we will generate a fee revenue based on those loans by Mitsui Sumitomo as a banking agency. So we generate revenue both on fee-based plus the acquisition of housing loan customers, and we're also increasing the ecosystem for the bank as well. And it's for SBI Insurance. The days of just relying on automobile insurance is over. We have more than 500,000 customer base on automobile insurance. How can we sell cancer insurance to them? Or if it's a good fire insurance, then even if it's not ours, not developed by us, we will sell it to generate a fee revenue. We established a SBI SSI in order to start to sell earthquake insurance, which will be sold by the non-life insurance company. And we will also use not only the net channel, but the real channel, real physical channels to sell this. And we established what is called the SBI Money Plazas. And their role is to not only sell our original products, but also somebody else's best products through our channels. And we wanted to become Japan's greatest financial product distributor as a result. So that's why we created this SBI Money Plaza, SBI non-insurance. We had a reinsurance contract with IOI, Dowa Insurance Company, but we canceled all of this. And as a result, we were able to improve the net loss ratio dramatically so that we can IPO as soon as possible. And after various measures and countermeasures, our combined ratio is 102.7%. So, of course, you can make a profit at less than 100%. So we will be able to IPO in March of 2011, the term ending March of 2012. And we'll also be making inroads into life insurance. By the end of March, we hope that we can also enter the life insurance business as well. So we will have the full array of financial products. The Money Plaza, as I said earlier, uses real channel products. We use the so-called 7-Eleven franchise methodology for the SBI Money Plaza. That is, the real estate, the store, and the people will be put up or will be generated and offered by the franchisor, and we will provide the brand as well as education. Then we can reduce expenses and go into areas such as photovoltaic power generation or LED. And we are currently aggressively going after the corporate customers, and we gave them what we call a saving solution guide to advise them as how much they can save. For example, if you use our life insurance or non-life insurance, or if you use photovoltaic power systems, you can reduce your power bill by this and this much. And so we have introduced this at the SBI Money Plaza, and the number of SBI Money Plazas is 302. And IRIC, Avil Financial, when you add these together, this is the insurance clinic and Mitsubachi Insurance Farm. We have 597 Money Plazas. And these added clinics will also be upgraded to SBI Money Plazas. They will be distributors with distribution capabilities. As well as the overseas business, it's already in the growth phase. And in the first phase, our company and our local partners were co-investing in the first fund, but now we'll be entering the second phase, meaning that once we complete the investment in fund number one, we should be entering fund number two. That is, we'll be injecting money from third parties, grow this into a big fund, and to invest the money. And in our financial services business in Russia, we have a 50% stake in Yar Bank. Metropole Group has the remaining 50%. And from October, they will become an internet bank. They will, of course, retain their existing brick-and-mortar business. But in addition to that, they will also shift their business to the internet-based banking. And in Russia, they have a very well-developed infrastructure. So they will start with banks. Now we want to go into the securities business. Indonesia's BNI Securities, we have 25% equity share in that company. And our advanced net trading system will be introduced to BNI. And we want to make them the number one security company in Indonesia on the net. Also, in South Korea, we decided to purchase the Hyundai Swiss Savings Bank, which is the biggest savings bank in South Korea. Of course, ORIX does have a savings bank too, but you can see the difference when you look at the size here.
So this is the best timing in Korea to buy a struggling company. Back in 1970 and 1980, when there was an IMF crisis in Korea, it just happened that I was a CFO of SoftBank, and we made investment in banks in Korea, and we made a lot of money. And that is what we wanted to duplicate, and we made decisions to make investments. And bio-related businesses. Why bio-related businesses? We are the industry creator, and this is a blossoming period. 71.6% is the stake that we have in SBI Biotech. And by the end of next year, as Mizuho Securities lead manager, we will make this make an IPO. And Quark of the U.S. Was made a complete 100% owned subsidiary in December 2012. This is going to be a very interesting company. Probably this is going to be the largest scale biotech IPO in Japan. And Axera, we have a stake of 16.9%, which is the second largest following the founder. And then Otsuka Pharmaceutical has the third largest stake. And with Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley Securities as lead manager, this is going to be listed in 2013. And Lebamipido is the dry eye agent for which is in phase 3. And OPA-6566, which is a glaucoma agent, which is in phase 1 and 2, and Imicron, and the former company has become a very large company. But the founder of Imicron was imprisoned for 7 years because of insider trading, and then he founded this company called Cadmon. And Quark is a very interesting company, and why? I said that this is going to be the largest IPO biotech IPO for biotech in Japan, because the diabetic macular edema (DME) is the one that they are having the agent for, and they milestone contract with Pfizer, 59.6 billion or 6 yen or 0.65 billion US dollars is the fee, and 64.2 billion yen or 0.7 billion US dollars is the contingency fee with the Novartis, and we have this milestone contract with two major global pharmaceutical companies, and there is no one else in Japan. And also ALA, or aminolevulinic acid, for phosphate is for food and supplements, and aminolevulinic acid hydrochloride is for a pharmaceutical product. And we are now at the very important critical point, and ALA, for short, is effective for is going to be effective for various diseases, and more than 90 hospitals and universities in Japan are making research, and the world's largest CRO, or Covance, has been retained by us and to make this ALA as into a pharmaceutical product. But the first one has completed phase 3 clinical trial in Japan, and we have made NDA, or a new drug application, to Ministry of Health. And probably this is going to be approved by the end of March this year as a diagnostic agent, or the intraoperative diagnosis agent for tumor. And this is for brain tumor, and we're going to move to bladder cancer. And also, phase 1 study is now underway in the UK for the side effect of chemotherapy, which is anemia. So chemotherapy-induced anemia is the target disease for this new clinical trial, and we are now phase 1. And also using ALA, there is clinical research done in Middle East and Hawaii University for diabetes, and also in Japan. And pre-diabetic patients, 154 patients have been recruited, and there was evident decrease in the blood glucose level. And in Middle East, diabetes patients are quite prevalent, so we're trying to reach agreement, especially in Bahrain. On March 20-something, the Prince of Bahrain will come to Japan, and we're going to sign 5 MOUs, and of them, the ALA as a supplement food is going to be produced in Bahrain and then exported to GCC countries. That is what this MOU will cover. And the licensing is now being obtained in the Philippines, and also we're trying to get a license in other countries. So that concludes my presentation because I have used up my time. We wanted to have a Q&A session, but in the interest of time, we'd like to take one question. If you have any question, please contact the IR department of SBI Holdings individually. Mr. Kitao, thank you very much.